Well, listen, one person who is just getting started is Mona McSharry, and she is joining us live down the line from Paris. Mona McSharry, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am mighty, my dear. I am mighty. First of all, congratulations. Huge success. How are you feeling?
Good. Probably still a little not believing of what happened last night, but yes. Just loving the moment and just trying to enjoy it. But, you know, stay focused too, because we're still in competition.
Yeah, of course, you got your race tomorrow, but it must be kind of overwhelming. You know, you're on the front of every paper here. I think Magic Mona is going to stick. And just to see the excitement, like, are you aware of how big the celebration of you is back home?
I don't think so. I've kind of stayed away from Instagram today for the most part, and okay. So I've seen little clips of like my family being interviewed and like maybe a lot of the celebrations on the French side of things, like with the supporters that are here, but I haven't really seen a lot of what's going on at home.
But
I'm excited to, you know, to step into that maybe when I'm done racing and, you know, be able to watch clips of how excited and different ways that people watched. And, you know, it's great to just hear about all the support that I'm getting from back home and even here in Paris.
Well, we wanted to create a little reminder for you. So let's take a moment and settle ourselves, I suppose, and remind ourselves of your amazing journey to victory.
Give me an M, give me an O, give me an N, give me an A, give me a Mona!
She's a little girl. She's just our hero.
It's all the friends and the family and the community that I meet and make along the way and that I get to share these moments with that are the most important.
Many a hard morning, frost and snow, she went swimming. All here in Grange is so proud.
What's really special about what Mona achieved was she started swimming in a 25-metre pool.
She's dreamed of this since a little girl. She's just our hero.
McSharry, the second fastest qualifier, goes in lane number five. She's had it, looks like what is a slow start.
I dove in and, you know, my goggles filled up with water and I was like, crap. And I was like, I've got to push. I've really got to dig deep.
Can McSharry take something here? She's taken the bronze medal. A bronze medal for Ireland in 65.59 seconds.
Do I really belong?
It has taken years of sacrifice, and we're so privileged here in Marlins to have been on that journey with her.
Mona McSharry from Grange and Sligo, the hat's off to you, girl.
I think there was a moment on the podium where I just started tearing up, and that's when it was like, oh shit, this is really happening.
Bronze medalist, Mona McSharry.
And you certainly did, Mona. That was just a reminder, I suppose, of how big it is. You've made history. Can I ask you, how did you feel standing up there on the podium? It was so emotional for you.
Yeah, I'm getting emotional again just listening to that over again. But just unbelievable. I mean, I've been on the podium before for Ireland, but I think that being on an Olympic podium is really the pinnacle of sport. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the highest honor that I think a lot of athletes can ever really dream of. And so to watch the flag raise, I was just overwhelmed with happiness and like had flashbacks of all the great times and all the harder times mm-hmm. over the past number of years, and just seeing all that hard work pay off. You know, it's so hard to describe the moment, but I can, like, thinking back now, I can remember feeling it, and it's unbelievable, like, tears are flowing down my face, and I'm just trying to really just soak it all in as much as possible.
And I know your mom and dad are there, Viola and Aidan, and we had a little soundbite from your grandfather Patrick in the montage there. I know you have huge support. I was talking to Grace Mead and Karen Somerville yesterday. Everybody just so proud of you, and I think proud of the work that you have put in and the dedication, and that this is so deserved for you.
Yeah, I think, like, you can't do it without a support system behind you, and I have such a great support system, and it's a vast, big, like, it stretches over many counties and many towns and many countries, because, like, it goes as far as Knoxville as well. And I'm just so grateful that I have all those people that I get to share in this experience, and they see how hard I work, and are just able to also live in the moment with me when I get to experience things like this, and it's just, it's great, because it wouldn't be half as good without them.
Yeah. How are you going to stop the water getting into your goggles tomorrow for the 200 metres?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably not wearing those goggles again, sadly.
Yeah, like, what happened?
I don't know. I think it's very warm over here, and it's getting quite hot in the call room, and so I just probably didn't put them on properly, or a little bit sweaty, or, you know, you just don't know. Like, these things happen to everyone, and it's not something that, like, I'm going to dwell on or anything, but it just, like, I think it's just such an important message that for anyone really competing in anything, because we're all going to experience those kind of things, and, like, you know, you just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you prepare for the moments like that as well, and, yeah, I'll probably just pull out a different new pair of goggles and maybe bless them, light a candle, and hope they do better.
Hope for the best. You mentioned there a little bit earlier about the hard times. You know, it's very easy for us to celebrate and remember the good times, you know, at a moment like this for you. But it doesn't come without the hard times. And you did talk about giving up. And there was a moment in 2022 when you nearly did give up swimming altogether.
Yeah, I think it became too negative almost, and I just wasn't really enjoying it anymore. I was still swimming relatively fast, but I think that without the, like, 99% of what very few people see is, like, the training and the days and the months and the years that go into, like, these split snapshot performances that you see. And so, you know, if you're not enjoying the 99% of the time and, like, enjoying getting better and going to training every day and the people you're surrounded by, and, like, if you can't find joy in that, then it's, I mean, I just got to a point where I was like, it's not really worth it, even if I am swimming fast. And I just got to a point where I was swimming more out of fear for being slow than anything else. And I just was able to switch it around and had a really great realization. And thankfully I came to a better place with it. And I view swimming differently now, and, like, probably a more healthy way. And I've just been able to enjoy it much more, and, like, really just view these medals or racing, even racing at the Olympics, like, getting the opportunity to do things like that is really just a privilege and a bonus on top of all the other stuff that we get to do day in and day out, you know, that is just encompassed of being a top class athlete.
And was there a turning point for you, Mona, when that switch did happen from feeling that negative and, I suppose, going, I don't know if I'm ready to jack this all in, to go, actually, I'm going to come back and I'm going to go harder and I'm going to enjoy it. Like, what was that turning point for you?
It was really at the end of the 2022 season. I competed and I finished the year out, because I had committed to that, and I was making sure that I was definitely gonna, you know, swim that season out. And once I was done, I was like, I need to take a long break. I came home and I spent time with my family, and, you know, I didn't train at all, and I just really hung out with, you know, friends and family and just did normal things that I like to do. And kind of had a taste of, okay, if I was done swimming, this is what I would do, and it would be okay, it would be fine, I'll really enjoy my life. And I think that took away the fear of deciding to retire, which was nice. And then when I sat down with my coach and was like, okay, well, what can we do to, like, maybe change this. I kind of made the decision. I was like, I'm not ready to be done yet. I want to give it one more shot. But if nothing changes in a year, so that would have been at the end of 2023, I can't continue just for my own like mental health and, you know, enjoyment of life. And somehow I kind of just switched my mindset of training and coming into practice every day and kind of just started with a clean slate. And I think that that really helped. And I had a great year, end of 2022 into 23 season, and just had a lot of fun and swam surprisingly well, even though I put no pressure on myself and managed to qualify for the Olympics early that summer. So it was kind of just great. It was just really a complete 180 of how I was feeling at the end of the summer of 22.
And it's all changed now. It's amazing. As you mentioned, and as we all know, you've got your 200-meter breaststroke tomorrow. You're back in the pool. Does having a bronze medal in your pocket take the pressure off that, or where's your head at?
Honestly, a little bit, but also no, because I'm quite confident in my abilities, and like I just like to push myself pretty hard, and so I'd be annoyed if I went in and went, let's just chill on this one. We already have a medal, you know. Like I have big potential to make it into the final of the 200, and it's still a new event for me and something that I'm like trying to figure out. And so like it is a little bit of a fun kind of rolling the dice moment, because I don't know what's going to happen. I think with the 100, I'm a lot more confident that I kind of know I can go fast, and
sure,
like there's a lot less variability. But with the 200, you kind of just have to just be excited and see what happens. But yeah, no, I'm excited to race and just have fun. I think having the 100 breaststroke under my belt and having progressed through to the final has just maybe taken away some of the nerves, so I can just go into this and really just fully soak up the moment, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, listen, we are so excited for you. We are crossing everything for you tomorrow. The country is already so, so proud of you. Well done, you. What's on the menu for dinner tonight before the big race?
I don't know. Probably pasta and chicken and some tomato sauce and maybe a chocolate muffin.
There you go.
Those have been the great hit of the dining hall. The chocolate muffins have been very good.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, they've gotten, I give them an 8 rating, but I've heard people give them a 9.5. So
okay. You know your chocolate muffins, clearly. Mona McSharry, nice chatting to you from Paris. Thanks a million, and best of luck tomorrow. We're all behind you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.